The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today. So, look, I want to get right to this Trump arrest watch. I just don't think this is going to happen. I really don't. I want to explain why. I just don't think this is going to happen, that that the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, in New York City, is not going to arrest Donald John Trump. I think that he sees the writing on the wall here. Now, yesterday, a letter surfaced that seems to indicate that Donald Trump was not involved in the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. And this letter, it's pretty condemning. And this could be one of the reasons why the grand jury has not been meeting. Yesterday's proceedings were canceled. Today's proceedings canceled again. There's word that the district attorney may call the grand jury back for, but not because of Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, the reporting of NBC News says that they may not even address the Trump issue until next Monday. But I think what's happened here is that Team Trump has been pretty masterful at playing all of this out. They had heard the rumblings, and they got out ahead of the story. But the reality here is that Michael Cohen, in this letter, it's pretty evident that he had everything to do with this, and Donald Trump had nothing to do with the hush money payment made to one Stormy Daniels. I want to go back to 2018, and that's when this letter was first written, and it has now resurfaced. And this letter shows that Michael Cohen lied to the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, about that $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels. Now, the New York Post got a copy of the letter yesterday. And according to the information in the letter, Donald Trump had nothing to do with this. The money did not come from Donald Trump. Donald Trump did not reimburse Michael Cohen. This was all done through Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. And again, Stormy Daniels, just again to set the record straight here, Stormy Daniels is on record numerous times saying she never had an affair with Donald Trump. And some people say, well, okay, well, that's the case. Why would anybody sign off on hush money? Well, it's because of the nuisance. Now, a lot of celebrities, a lot of very wealthy people, they get these accusations all the time. Sometimes they want to fight it in court. Other times it's just easy to pay somebody off. I mean, what's $130,000 to Donald Trump? It's like a couple of buckets of KFC. I mean, come on. So it's understandable why Team Trump did what they did. But anyway, this letter is throwing a wrench into the schemes, the plans of one Alvin Bragg. But here's where it gets interesting. Bragg is now fighting back. He has posted a letter, and he is now formally refusing to cooperate with Jim Jordan and the House Republicans' investigation. Now, Jim Jordan calling this unprecedented abuse, and it is. We're watching effort. Again, these are techniques that were used by Joseph Stalin and the state police back in the 1940s and 50s to to create a crime, to fabricate a crime, and then place the blame on your political enemy. And that's what's happening here. So Jim Jordan rightfully said, we need to get to the bottom of this, and is calling for Alvin Bragg to testify. Now, Bragg is refusing to do that. So here's what needs to happen. A formal subpoena needs to be issued by House Republicans. If District Attorney Bragg refuses the subpoena, he should be arrested. He should pay the price for his crime because it is illegal. It is against the law to refuse a subpoena from Congress. By the way, you can spend up to a year in jail. And I would contend that not only does Bragg need to be subpoenaed, but if in fact he refuses the subpoena, he needs to spend every single day for an entire year in jail. You say, Todd, isn't that harsh? Yes, it's harsh, but I don't care. I'm tired of Republicans pretending like this is, I don't know, a fencing match or croquet, when in fact it is a street fight with the Democrats. And the Republicans show up for the battle and they've got their top coats on and their top hats and their gloves, and they take the glove off and they slap the Democrat across the cheek with the glove and they challenge them to a duel. Well, I say enough of that nonsense. This is a street fight. Remember what Barack Hussein Obama said back on the campaign trail. If they bring a knife, we bring a gun to the fight. Now, I think Barack Obama was being literal there. I don't think we ought to be literal, but I think from a political standpoint, we need to be ready for a fight. And I'm tired of the Republicans playing nice. I want them to get in the gutter with the Democrats and duke it out. Because at the end of the day, we will win. I truly believe that. So anyway, Jonathan Turley, who is a Democrat, by the way, Turley says the case is legally pathetic, talking about Bragg. Now, Bragg says he's not going to be testifying. Meanwhile, President Trump is doubling down and really tripling down. And Trump says, hey, look, this is nuts. I know the mediaite people are freaking out. They got triggered. Their headline, Trump post stunning message, pushing back on calls for his supporters to be peaceful. Well, he really didn't do that. I mean, you have to really read into this in a very perverted way to get that thinking. But here's what Trump wrote, and he's been writing in all caps lately, so Trump's really fired up over this. Why won't Bragg drop this case? Everybody says there's no crime here. I did nothing wrong. It was all made up by a convicted nut job with zero credibility, talking about Michael Cohen, who has been disputed by highly respected professionals at every turn. Bragg refuses to stop, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. He is a Soros-backed animal who just doesn't care about right or wrong, no matter how many people are hurt. This is no legal system. This is the Gestapo. This is Russia and China. But worse, disgraceful. Everybody knows I'm 100% innocent, including Bragg, but he doesn't care. He's just carrying out the plans of the radical left lunatics. Our country is being destroyed as they tell us to be peaceful. So Mediaite is taking that last line, as they tell us to be peaceful, as code for don't be peaceful. You see the lunacy here? I mean, come on. But Trump does raise a point. By the way, talking about Soros, I want to explain. I got a text message from somebody yesterday that said, Starnes, you need to explain to the peoples how all of this works with Soros. Because Soros doesn't exactly, George Soros did not go up to Alvin Bragg and just give him a check. They funnel this money. They launder this money through these organizations. And that's how Bragg got $1 million from George Soros. But it's not just George Soros. As a matter of fact, the children of George Soros are also giving money or have given money to the district attorney. And we're talking tens of thousands of dollars. That's what we're talking about here. So this is all a political hit job on Donald Trump. And as it now stands, again, unless I'm reading this wrong, I don't think Trump is getting indicted on this. And I think that Bragg and the rumors we're hearing, the district attorney's office is in chaos right now. Because nobody except for Bragg really thinks they've got a case here. So we're going to follow this. But folks, again, Trump is not going to jail, at least not anytime soon. In the meantime, you have Laura Ingraham on Fox News Channel. Everybody's giving Trump advice these days. And Laura Ingraham had some advice for Donald Trump on last night's show. Let's take a listen.
So I'd suggest talk less about yourself, more about the American people. You met a lot of them. Voters don't want a replay of the greatest hits about Mueller or Adam Schiff, but they do want you to assemble the most talented advisors and probably best to treat them well. Surround yourself with givers, not takers. Serious policy people who know how to hit the ground running on day one. No more travel ban fiascos. Run a tight ship. And run against the Democrats, not the media. We all know the press is biased. You know, newsflash. Don't dwell on it. Deal with it. And maybe, just maybe, drop the nicknames and the petty personal stuff. It was funny in 2016 and even in 2020, but I don't think it works with how serious the challenges are right now facing the country. I sense that the voters are weary of all of that stuff. So debate your opponents on the merits. You know the issues. You have a great record. Defend it.
So there you go. That's the advice from Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel. And my question to you is, what advice would you give Donald Trump if you had the opportunity to say, you know, Mr. President, here's where I think you ought to, here's where I think you could really excel, or maybe you need to lay off this or that. What advice would you give Donald Trump? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Do you agree with Ingraham? She laid out some items. She says we need to stop focusing on 2020, stop focusing on Donald Trump, and start focusing on the American people and the damage that's been done and how he is going to undo the damage. What say you? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, so President Biden has some new polling numbers out. Not looking good for the big guy. The Associated Press has a new poll out showing his approval rating at 38%. This is nearing the lowest point of his presidency. A lot of this has to do with the economy. You know, Biden and KJP out there saying, oh, everything's hunky-dory. Meanwhile, you got banks shutting down. You got people on the unemployment line, and folks can't even afford a carton of eggs, having to take out a second mortgage just to eat breakfast these days. Anyway, Biden's lowest point was last July, 36%. So it's not looking good for Uncle Joe. All right, let's go to the phone lines. A lot of you folks wanting to offer some thoughts about what Trump should and should not be doing. Let's go to Michael in Louisiana. Hey, Michael, what say you?
Hey, Todd, love your show, man. I've got to agree with what Laura said. I think people's tired of the rhetoric that Trump's going out, and he's focused on the issues. That's what gets him elected.
You know,
they know what the issues. He knows what the issues are, and his record. He's got a good record. And he's focused on that, and let's leave the name calling and all the childish stuff to other people, not Trump.
You know how you tell a joke, or you have this like shtick, this routine, And for the first couple of, you know, months or years, it's funny, it's entertaining, but then it just sort of gets old. And it's really not anything bad, it's just old. And I think the nicknames at this point are just old. And I'm not sure they're all that effective, and I'm not sure you should be out there calling Ron DeSantis a pedophile or suggesting he is one unless you've got some concrete evidence. Otherwise, the Democrats are going to jump on that, and perception becomes reality.
I agree. Have you noticed how that the all this talk about Trump and the stuff in New York is taking the focus away from what they have on their money laundering and stuff on Biden?
It's a great point, Michael. Great point. I mean, when you look at the Hunter Biden scandal alone and the known crimes that were committed based on the laptop, which, by the way, Hunter Biden now admits is his because he's filed a lawsuit against the computer shop. You're looking at a guy who should be spending 25 to 30 years in jail, but they're not focused on that. They're trying to go after Trump for something he did not do.
That's right. Okay, thanks, Todd.
Keep Michael,
work, my man.
All right, appreciate the call and appreciate you listening to us down in Louisiana. Let's go to Evelyn in Ohio. Hi, Evelyn, what say you?
I agree with Michael, and I agree with Laura. And my question is, when is the emphasis going to go back on Biden failures?
Yeah, that's a great question, Evelyn. And I will say that I think Trump may have the same problem that DeSantis has. They're not being well served by their teams. They've got to have strong campaign teams that are giving them solid advice. Now, it's up to the candidate whether or not they want to accept that advice, but it's a great point. This ought to be all about Biden right now. Forget about everybody else. This is all about Joe Biden.
And hopefully someone on his team is listening to your show so they can tell him that.
Well, they do listen, Evelyn, and so we'll see. We'll see how things go. I'm pretty confident that Trump is going to turn this around, but unfortunately, we're making a few mistakes right now, and we got to get back on the straight and narrow.
Right. Well, keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Evelyn. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Kentucky. John on the line. Hi, John. What's up?
Hey there, Mr. Stearns. First thing I would want the president to do is countermand all those executive actions that Uncle Joe has put into action, like putting back in the Keystone XL pipeline, and then do a blanket pardon for all those innocent people that are stuck in the gulag in the Washington, D.C. jail. And then I would just love to see him do a purge of all those different departments and put people like Alan West, David Clark, Sheriff Clark, in charge of all these different departments. And that's all I wanted to say, Mr. Stearns.
John, what's your take on the back and forth between DeSantis and Trump? Is that off-putting for you, or is this just politics as usual?
You know what? I think President Trump is a genius, okay? I mean, maybe I'm wrong, maybe it's just my paranoia, but I think those guys are doing this, and they're working with each other. So at the end of the day, you're going to have a Trump-DeSantis ticket.
I think that's a winning ticket. I really do. And I hope that both sides can, you know, again, put aside any differences and do what's best, do what's best for the country. But I'm with you. I think that is the strongest ticket. And it gives DeSantis a little executive experience at the national level for 2028.
Thanks, Mr. Stearns. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, John. Thanks for listening to us there in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. So we'll keep an eye on this. I think Trump's handling of Alvin Bragg has been brilliant. I mean, the guy has literally taken charge. Just think about this for a moment. Nobody knows what that grand jury is up to, but Trump has been able to change the narrative simply by the force of his personality. I say good for you. Good for you, Mr. President. All right, I want to play this audio. I know this is going to seem weird, but this explains what's really wrong with our country right now, where people can identify as a brick if they want to. Cut number one.
My name is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk. In our world, I do have the body of a hawk, but while fronting, I consider myself a Therian, because I am in a human body, but my identity is still a hawk. Not all animal alters will identify this way, and I am, in fact, the only animal alter in our system who does identify this way. I am doing my best to come to terms with living in a human body.
So this woman thinks she's a bird, and not just a bird, a hawk, a red hawk. I don't know if she lives in a nest. I don't know if she's taking a meal right outside in a bird with a bird feeder. Maybe she's taking her baths in the bird bath. I do not know. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a mental health problem in America. When you've got people out there thinking they're birds and furry animals and they're conducting their lives as such, heaven help all of us. All right, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Just when you thought it could not get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. And for my listeners, an exclusive. The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes for the buy one, get one free offer and enter the promo code STARNES. All right, I don't want to speak the obvious here, but I am a man of the Caucasian persuasion, and I'm lily white. I mean, I do like hot chicken, and I enjoy hot sauce, and I don't do a Hillary. I don't, you know, have a little bottle of hot sauce in my backpack, but I'm lily white. I enjoy country music, and I enjoy mayonnaise on my bologna sandwich. I'm not like completely lily white because I enjoy a good Madea movie. I like the big Tyler Perry Madea movies. I have referred to the police as the popo before. And so there you go. I mean, I was raised to not even look at skin color. It was just, that's the way I was raised from day one. And it's really, looking back, I'm glad I was raised that way. You know, my dad was pretty serious about that. And, you know, growing up in the 1970s and into the 1980s, school integration was taking place. There was all sorts of stuff happening at that time. But my parents wanted to make sure that we always treated people with respect, no matter the color of their skin. That's, again, just the way we were raised. So anyway, I was on social media last night, and somebody resurrected this soundbite from 2005 on C-SPAN, and I'm just fascinated by this. And I want to set this up. You know what? I'm going to play the audio, and then I'm going to let you respond to it. This actually was not only broadcast on C-SPAN, it was promoted on C-SPAN. C-SPAN actually ran a headline saying that this guy is calling for the extermination of all white people. Take a listen.
And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem. Now, I don't care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem, because they are going to kill us. And I will leave on that. So we have to just set up our own system and stop playing and get very serious and not be diverted.
Yeah, I don't think he likes white people. Maybe it's just me. I'm picking up that vibe. So this guy's name is Kamau Cambone. And he runs a black bookstore. And he used to teach at North Carolina State University. And he's calling for the genocide of white people.
Kill Whitey!
On C-SPAN. Does anybody have a problem with this? Is what gets me is if that C-SPAN, if you Google this guy or Google the phrase C-SPAN exterminate white people, you get these headlines. This is the actual headline on C-SPAN. Kamau Kemboon calls for extermination of all white people. By the way, he spells that with a K. I wonder what his middle initial is. That would be kind of awkward if it was KKK, right? That would... Then you scroll down. There's another headline. User clip, exterminate white people.
Kill whitey!
Another one. Oh, this is a whole different story. What's the matter with white people? I should take that class. Maybe I... So here's the question I have. Should we be concerned by this? Because when you look at social media, and especially TikTok and Twitter, and we're going to get to TikTok in just a moment, but when you look at the videos, there are hundreds, I mean hundreds of instances of gangs of minority kids beating the holy living white off of white people. I've never seen anything like this. And if you, I don't know if this is just something that's been happening for a very long time and now people are just posting videos of it. I don't know. But back in 2005, nobody seemed to think this was a big deal. By the way, those comments were delivered at Howard University, which is where Kamala Harris graduated from, televised nationally by C-SPAN. C-SPAN never rebuked this man. C-SPAN never even removed this video, this audio that you just heard, from its website, which I'm kind of glad they didn't, because it's good to know that, hey, you might be in danger because, you know, you're a honky, as Fred Sanford used to call us on Sanford and Son. Dylan, you can Google that. Great sitcom back in the 70s. But I'm curious why nobody seems to have a problem with these radical black activists standing up and saying, we have to kill white people, we have to attack white people, we have to exterminate white people. I mean, this is bonkers nuts. And all the while, you've got people out there saying, well, now we have to give people reparations. All you white people, now you've got to turn over your bank accounts. So I did a little bit of digging, and there it turns out he wasn't the only person at this conference back in 2005. So my concern is this guy at NC State University, this guy is out there, and he is poisoning the minds of young college kids. I mean, how many college kids are out there taking his courses thinking, yeah, you know what? Yeah, the problem here, we got too many pale faces around this country. We got to start offing folk. Kemboon owns a store in Raleigh called Blacknificent Books. He said he wasn't aware that anything he said was controversial. No, not at all. Lawrence Guillot, a civil rights leader and speaker at the conference, actually stood up and defended white people, and I'm glad to hear that. Others tried to distance themselves from the remarks. But again, I'm curious, why was this guy allowed to spew this hate on national television? I mean, I know only three people watch C-SPAN, but still, geez, aloo. All that to say, this is where we are. Many years later, that was 2005, where Fox News is reporting in today's edition that a member of the California Reparations Task Force says their recommendations are going to be, quote, breathtaking, and that Californians must be prepared for remedies on a scale approaching the Great Society programs of Medicare and Medicaid. So what is it, $5 million in San Francisco, $5 million? They're going to be giving every black person. Again, what's fascinating about this is California was actually admitted to the Union as a free state during the period leading up to the Civil War. So there were no slaves in California. Go figure. All right. Well, there you go, folks. It's unfortunate, but there are folks that are out there fomenting this race war. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Susie in Georgia wants to share some advice for President Trump. Hi, Susie. What you got for us?
Hey, Todd. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Oh, I'd just like to tell President Trump to keep the faith, never give in, never give up, never, never, never. And I think he doesn't need my advice.
No, but it's good. I mean, it's good for, you know, the president to hear what his supporters are saying and what they're thinking.
Oh, yes. I mean, I've been with him from day one, Todd, and I've called you before and told you that. And I just wish I had enough money to buy a ticket to Texas this weekend.
Oh, that's going to be a huge rally.
Is it not? It is. And he is going to be so excited. He's going to be strutting around, is he not?
Oh, it's going to be great. My question is, will they try to arrest him at the rally? Would that not be a hoot?
Would that not? Hey, changing the subject, Todd, have you been keeping up what's going on in Israel?
Well, I have, and of course, the latest out of Israel, Susie, and correct me, if there's a different story we're talking about, correct me, but my understanding is lawmakers there are trying to outlaw proselytization, so that it would be against the law for a Christian to share their faith. The good news is Benjamin Netanyahu is stepping up and he's defending Christians.
Right, right. That, and plus a lot of countries are gearing up to come against Israel, Todd, and you know what that is.
That's called the Book of Revelation, Susie.
That's called the Book of Revelation. You got that right. And we may be out of here, and we won't have to worry about it in this, Todd.
I love it. Susie?
I love it, too.
Amen. All right, Susie, appreciate the call. Let's go to Paul in Georgia has a question. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I had just had one question about getting rid of all the white people.
Now, Paul, before you ask your question, though, I just want to set the record straight. Are you a man of the Caucasian persuasion?
Today I identify as that,
so
yes.
You identify. All right, go ahead then, Paul. What's your question?
If that's the case, that they got rid of all, who's going to pay for welfare and food stamps?
Well, Paul, this is actually a terrific question because, in a way, there is going to be a large segment of the population, the working class, and we're going to have to go out there and bust our butts to pay for all these programs and this reparation that we're going to be owing people who are not going to have to work a single day in their life. So it's a great question you raise.
Okay, that's all I wanted to, I just, it hit me right quickly, and I said, how is that going to get paid?
May I just say, Paul, I have a great fear that I'm going to spend my twilight years in a cotton field picking cotton to pay for all of this.
Well, cotton's good for you.
It's the fabric of our lives, Paul. That's what they say.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
Paul.
You very much.
Thanks for you got to laugh at that, right, folks? I mean, this is bonkers crazy. This is not America. Come on. You live the American dream. You work hard. You study. You make the most out of freedom in this country. You don't take away from other people. Come on, that's not who we are, America. Jeez-a-loo. All right, let's go to Thomas in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hi, Thomas, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to say that Donald Trump needs to stay with what he's doing. That's why he got elected, and he don't back down from nobody. If he backed down, he'd have been arrested.
Well, no doubt about that. You know what, Thomas? I would be willing to bet that had Trump not spoken out, the DA would have proceeded, and Trump would be behind bars right now.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Got to play hardball with these people. You've got to. People are not playing by the rules, so therefore you have an obligation not to play by the rules either.
Yeah, he's the one that stands up to them, and we know he stands up to them. Other people might, you never know, but we know that he will.
No doubt about that, Thomas, and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for listening to the show today. Folks, we got to take a quick break. You know, the media says indictments are looming against Trump. We'll see how that plays out. I mean, the president's calling it a witch hunt. Alan Dershowitz agrees. And by the way, Dershowitz, the guy's a liberal. Harvard professor, and he's speaking out against what he calls the targeting of Donald Trump. He's got a brand new book out called Get Trump. He's talking about it with our buddy Rob Schmidt all this week on Newsmax and talking about the weaponization of our justice system. Rob is exposing all of this shocking abuse of power all this week. Folks, it's not about Trump. It's about you and your freedoms. That's what this is really all about. So, by the way, you got to watch Newsmax. You can find Newsmax on all major cable systems. You can also get it on a streaming platform like Roku, Samsung, Pluto, Zumo, you name it. And you can also download the free Newsmax app, which is what I've done on my smartphone. I watch Newsmax all the time. You should, too. And tell your friends and family, tune in today. So can I go back to this this gal who thinks she's a bird, a hawk? I have a couple of questions here. So we're not talking about furries. Now, the furries are the people who dress up in animal costumes, and then they cavort about and do very inappropriate things that would certainly get them put on somebody's church prayer list. So you've got the furries, but these are actual human beings that sort of look and talk and function like human beings, but they actually think they are animals. In this particular case, this woman thinks she is a hawk. So I'm just curious here. Is this woman trying to tell us that in, like, when she gives birth, does she like lay eggs? How does that happen? Does she live in a coop? Seriously. I mean, is this where we are now? Because they call themselves animal alters. A-L-T-E-R-S. But again, this is, so let's back up for just a moment here. When you tell somebody, and society tells you, you have your own truth. And so if you think you're a bird, if you think you're a hawk, then that's your truth. And therefore, the rest of us have to accept the fact that you think that you can nest in a tree and fly over the city. I mean, is that really what we're talking about here? I just don't understand. We're never going to be able to win another war. It's terrible. But then again, our country could now be looked upon as so freakish, nobody would want to invade us. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. David in North Carolina. What's on your mind, David?
Hey, Todd, I wanted to call in and weigh in just a minute on Trump, but first off, did they name the cat Democrat, or did they change some, just pick something else?
That's a good question.
As far as Trump goes, Todd, I'm going to speak to you from the platform of average, everyday Joe worker out here. It's getting hard to believe anything you see in any news media outlet. Depending on what you hear, who says what, you can't trust anyone or anything. The only thing I do know is President Trump proved himself for 4 years, and I believe he put the American people first. So no matter if I like his mean tweets or not, or how he carries himself, he's proven that he will put America first and the people, the working class people, before anyone else. So please, if you're listening to this show today, Mr. President, do not give up. Do not give up. We want you back in there for another 4 years. I'm sitting here reliving the thoughts of the Obama era recession where, you know, I personally had to file bankruptcy. You know, and we're sitting here looking again, and our business is half of what it once was. We don't know how we're going to – there's no vacation for this family this year, not this working Joe family. We can't afford it. We have to buy our groceries every week. Everything's through the roof, Todd, and we just don't know what to expect anymore from a White House that says, oh, we're in the best state we've ever been in, and, oh, everybody's the lowest unemployment rate you ever had. Well, that's because I have three jobs to make ends meet. I took two jobs from someone else. I work my tail off to make sure our bills are paid and my family's taken care of.
Well, David, I hear you, and we're going to have to end it there because we're coming up on the top of the hour. But look, I hear you, and there are a lot of other people that are in the same boat with you, and they're expecting Trump to deliver again on those promises. Is he going to do it? Yeah, I think he is. I do. David, you hang in there. Thanks for listening to the program. Folks, we got to take a break. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I trust you are doing well today. President Trump is still a free man. Quite frankly, Jim Jordan ought to issue a subpoena to Alvin Bragg. And if he rejects the subpoena, he ought to be arrested and thrown in jail. Whether or not that's going to happen, I don't know, but I think it's time for Republicans to play hardball with these people. Good to have you with us today. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program, has one of the top podcasts in America, the Monica Crowley Podcast. We have a direct link to it on our live show blog. Monica Crowley. Hey, Monica, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Todd. Thank you, as always, for having me back.
You know, Monica, it really bothers me that Republicans seem to think they're playing a lovely game of croquet in, you know, Connecticut, when in fact this is a street fight for the country right now. The Democrats are never going to play fair. I say we get out into the gutter and slug it out with them.
Fire with fire. And it's long past time that we did this, Todd. You know, every time I come on your show, we do a little history lesson about the history of the left in this country and the history of the International Marxist Revolution, which has been going on since, 1917?
Mm-hmm.
And what we are experiencing in this country is exactly that. But it didn't just originate over the last, 2 years. This has been going on for decades. So for decades, we have been under this communist assault to fundamentally transform the nation and destroy us from within as well as from without. We've got external enemies, too. But the fact that we've got these internal enemies, you know, we've met the enemy and it's us. And the fact that the Republicans are still playing softball, and the fact that they're still doing, you know, playing by gentlemen's rules when we are fighting for the very future of this country, it's insane. And I've got no tolerance for, first of all, Republicans like McConnell and Romney and some of these others, Murkowski, that work with the other side to destroy the country. But even with others who sort of understand the nature of the internal threat, the fact that they are not stepping up quite yet to fight fire with fire is outrageous. And we are taking notes and we are taking receipts. Todd, we are keeping a list of names of who gets it, who is fighting tooth and nail for the future of this country, because we're at a real tipping point here. And if you don't get it, get out of the way.
Yeah, and that's that. I think that's one of the things that's really bothered a lot of people about Governor DeSantis, is that he's coming at this from a political, like a political primary approach, when in fact this is much larger than politics. This transcends politics. This is really about the heart and soul of the country and whether or not we're going to become a banana republic. And unfortunately, he's getting some very bad guidance from his people behind the scenes.
Well, you know, any Republican candidate running for president needs to make it very clear that they understand what time it is in America. And if you don't understand what time it is and how late in the day it is, then you need to get out of the way. And this is not directed at any particular candidate. This is a blanket statement. Okay, again, this Marxist revolution, this undermining of our systems, this long march through our institutions where we are now at the tipping point, has been going on for decades. And if you don't understand that, and understand that now this is a different era and a different time, and we require different kinds of leaders in order to not just disrupt the system. Remember back when Trump originally ran, he was the great disruptor. Now we need somebody else. We need, I'm not talking whether it's Trump or DeSantis or anybody. I'm talking about we need a different kind of leader now Trump gets it because he's been through the ringer. So he gets it crystal clear. But anybody else who's going to challenge Donald Trump and then face the Democrat has to understand that we are now at the logical end of this long communist march through our country. They are about to take control if they haven't already. And we need leaders who are not just going to be the controlled opposition and play by gentlemen's rules and think it's pre-2015. We need leaders who get it, who are not in on the plot, who are not compromised, who are not benefiting and profiting from the plot to undermine the country and destroy it. We need people who are willing to stand up and fight. I know that is Donald Trump. Anybody who wants to challenge him, including Governor DeSantis and the others, has to make it very clear to the rest of us that they get it and that they've got the intestinal fortitude to stand up and fight for this great country.
You see, that's it, Monica. And going back to 2007, Barack Obama, right outside of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, if they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun. I mean, they've been telling us how they fight for a very long time, and the Republicans just haven't wanted to accept that. But I'm curious to know your take on what's happening right now in New York. Something is up, and I'm wondering if Trump, in his brilliance, was able to really thwart what could have been his arrest.
It's a very, very interesting turn of events, isn't it? Because somebody obviously leaked late, I guess, Friday night. And by the way, I was at Mar-a-Lago on Friday night. I emceed the Republican organization's a Lincoln Day dinner for Palm Beach County in Florida. It was held at Mar-a-Lago. I was very honored to be the MC and very honored to introduce President Trump. And I was with him that night. I introduced him. He gave me a big hug and a kiss and then gave a fantastic speech. He didn't belie anything, but obviously he had heard something by late Friday night. And then, of course, we got the news later that night or the next morning. Look, somebody broadcasted this to the world and all heck broke loose, right? As we saw. Now it's becoming crystal clear, according to all these leaks, that even a Manhattan grand jury, which has been impaneled now for years on this subject, years. And by the way, there's no original crime. There's no concealment of a crime. There's no secondary crime. And it's way out of the statute of limitations. So there is literally nothing here. They've wasted New York taxpayer money in impaneling this grand jury for years at a time on this thing. But now it looks like, you know, Alvin Bragg canceled the grand jury yesterday and today. And it looks like they're having difficulty convincing even a panel of liberals who probably hate Donald Trump in New York that there has been a crime committed here and that they should hand up an indictment. They had a fantastic witness, Robert Costello, who blew Michael Cohen's testimony out of the water. There are documents coming forward now that show that Michael Cohen lied through his teeth for the last several years about all of this. So Bragg's star witnesses are an adult actress and a convicted perjurer. So you've got his whole office of assistant district attorneys are in revolt. They all hate Trump, too. But, you know, they're pretty committed to the law. And they're like, this is going to be a really bad idea because we don't even think we can secure a conviction in New York. So this is the height of the absurdity about all of this. But I just want to make one bigger point about it all. And there are other cases that are outstanding in Georgia, as we know, in the DOJ and so on with Trump. Donald Trump is an existential threat to the entire corrupt ruling class. Therefore, he must be destroyed, because if he's allowed to succeed, their whole corrupt gravy train and everything gets exposed, blown out of the water and ended. So since he came down that escalator in June of 2015, they have been obsessed with destroying this man. They have thrown the kitchen sink at him. They continue to do that, Todd. And the fact that he is still standing is a miracle. It's a testament to his personal strength and his political strength that the man is still standing.
It's absolutely amazing, especially when you look at what they've been doing to him and for how many years, Monica. It's just they've been relentless. And on top of that, he's had to deal with members of his own political party, of the ruling class there, the establishment, and yet he is still He is still maintaining his composure. He is still maintaining the course. And I just don't see anyone in the current field that's going to be able to overtake him. And the polling data certainly seems to back that up.
Well, and look, you know, the left can't help themselves. They've got to continue going at him because he's exposed them. And, you know, if he's reelected, he's going to just uproot the entire administrative state. He's going to just get rid of all of the rot and corruption, fire everybody and start anew, which is exactly what this country needs. So they've got to stop him. And their view is that the only way to really stop him is by imprisoning him. As far as I know, Todd, I was the very first person in America to say this back in March of 2021. So Trump had just been president 2 months, and I went on Hannity, and I remember very clearly saying they don't just want to destroy his presidency. Of course they want to do that. They want the man in prison, because that is the ultimate discrediting, not just of him, but for the America First movement. They've got to stop us, Todd. I talk about this on my podcast all the time. Anytime the great silent majority gets together and feels its own power, the deep state, the administrative state, the propaganda press, they all get together to shatter our movement. So just as they needed to destroy Nixon's great silent majority and the Reagan Revolution and the Tea Party, they must destroy America First. Keep in mind, it's all the same movement. All the same people. Okay, we're regular Americans who love our country. Anytime we get together like that and we feel our own power in numbers, they got to come in, discredit and destroy us, smash us to bits. By nailing Donald Trump, this is how they think they're going to end the America First movement. I got news for them. No way. No way is that ever going to happen, because now we understand what we're up against. We get it, and we're not going anywhere.
Monica, always great stuff. And folks, you've got to download her podcast. It's pretty incredible. The Monica Crowley podcast, we have a direct link to it over on the live show blog. We got about 30 seconds. What's coming up on the new edition of the podcast?
Oh, well, thank you. Yesterday's podcast, I spent a lot of time on the potential Trump indictment, just taking a blowtorch to that. And I spent a lot of time on the CCP, the threat from communist China. Everybody needs to be aware of it. So please go check out that show. And then on tomorrow's show, Todd, I've got Tara Reid for an extended interview. Tara
wow.
Reid is the woman who works as a Senate aide to then Senator Joe Biden. She credibly accused him of sexual assault. She's got some things to say about Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden. And Congress may actually open up an investigation into her allegations against Biden. So she is going to be with me for an exclusive tomorrow on the Monica Crowley podcast.
All right, Monica, we're going to leave it there. Always great hearing from you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Todd.
All right, Monica Crowley, everybody, host of the Monica Crowley podcast. That's going to be pretty explosive. And there is some reporting that Congress, the House, will convene hearings involving the woman who says she was sexually assaulted by then Senator Joe Biden. So stand by for that. Folks, just when you think it could not get any better, our good friend Mike Lindell has an incredible new product. It's called the MyPillow 2.0. There is a new technology that makes the pillow even better. Not just the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but this brand new fabric has a temperature regulating thread. So the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and literally coolest pillow you will ever own. And Mike's got a great deal for our listeners. The MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. And you can only get it at MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. You have Easter coming up, Mother's Day coming up. What a great opportunity to get that special person in your life a MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. Have to use my promo code Starnes. Again, MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Or call 800-839-8506 and get your MyPillow 2.0 right now. All right, welcome back. want to invite you to head over to our website, toddstearns.com. All of our great new listeners across America, that's sort of our landing page. We have original content, stories you won't find anywhere else. Our great team led by Caleb Park, the managing editor, and also information about our upcoming trip to Israel. This is going to be an incredible event. Went for the first time back in 2019, and we just had a wonderful experience, made brand new lifelong friends. And we're going to do it again. I'm going to be hosting this one exclusively, and I would love for you to join us. And you can get information at toddstearns.com. Again, toddstearns.com for information on our trip to Israel. That's coming up in November of this year. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Mark from the Villages joins us. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. You know, we all know this is a political stunt. We've been saying this. You know, Stormy Daniels has said she's never had an affair with him. You've got people saying that Trump knew nothing about this transaction going. So we know it's a political stunt. As far as Ingram, I totally agree with her, because I talk to many, many, many people here in the Villages, especially in this retirement community, every day. And most of them support Trump. But those that did support him are saying he needs to back off from all these name calling, because if he continues to do it, he's going to alienate that group of them. And we need those groups to come together. So he needs to listen to what Laura Ingram has told him, and especially when it comes to the Villages, because he's got the support from these people here in the Villages. But they hate this name calling and they hate this stuff that he's doing. And, you know, I know that's in his makeup, but he's got to stop it, because I talk to people, like I said, every day in the Villages, and they think the world of him. But I've got many people, too, that say he acts like a kid by doing this, and it's not going to work this time. I mean, Trump is basing this on, you know, they'll put me in no matter what. But, man, we need to get him in there in a landslide, so if they do cheat, we've got the numbers on our side.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm concerned about, Mark, is we've got to find numbers. And Trump, if Trump is continuing to do what he's doing, he's not going to be attracting new people. Because to your point, a lot of folks are turned off by that. So the point is, all right, how do you reset and still be the same Trump without all of the chaos? And that really goes back to surrounding yourself with good people.
Well, like Laura Ingram said, he has to put positive people in his group, in his surroundings, like he did at one time. We know what he's capable of doing to get in this country back to where it needs. He just needs to back away from the name calling and just focus. Because we, like you said, in this Christian base, we need to get them in it too, because a lot of them didn't vote, probably because of this name calling. We need them in there too.
Yeah, and no doubt. I mean, no doubt that a lot of Christians stayed home in the last election cycle, and a lot of Republicans stayed home. And so the question is, how does Trump re-engage with those demographics, the demographics that did not come out and vote or, you know, play politics in, or play, you know, play the political game in 2020? That, Mark, it's a fair question. We got to take a break here. Coming up, Larry from Texas disagrees. So we're going to talk to Larry. We're going to be taking your calls to 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Todd Stearns. Let's go to the phones. Larry is hanging out with us in Texas. Wanted to weigh in on what Mark had to say about Laura Ingram. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind?
Todd Stearns, God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Larry.
I disagree with what Mark was saying. First off, I was a big fan of Laura Ingram years past, but I haven't been watching Fox now for at least a year. And the only time I get exposure to that is when I'm listening to it on your show. But she says, you know, stop being Donald Trump, Mr. Trump. And you know what I say? I say, think back to 2016 when he took on 16 other Republicans. and he completely demolished them, and he ground them underfoot on the way into the White House. And even though sometimes I find it distasteful, I think it's highly effective. And I think when you try to make Donald Trump not be Donald Trump, that's when you're going to get into trouble. And that's just my two cents, Todd.
So you say keep the course. So do not make a course correction. Keep doing what you're doing, Donald Trump.
Absolutely. And if you hear someone like Laura Ingraham trying to advise you don't do that, ignore them and call them out. Because that's one thing I disagree with Donald Trump on is when there were mistakes made. I know he's getting bad advice from someone, but he wouldn't name names. And I want to know who's putting these bad, you know, advisory actions in his ear. But well, other than that, be Donald Trump. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I will say this, that certainly Trump actually got, I think, 12 million more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016. There's that. I'm not sure who's giving him the advice, but I do know that a lot of these folks are grifters and they are sycophants. And I think President Trump, and again, he cherishes loyalty. I think one of the biggest problems was he had members of his own family, specifically Jared and Ivanka, who are not conservatives, giving him counsel. I think it's as simple as that.
Yes, sir. Speculation, but it sounds true. One more thing, Todd. Mr. DeSantis, if he's listening or he has people listening, I would like to make him remember what happened to those other 16 Republicans. Some of them are so damaged, even to this day, they would not be viable candidates for any office. Jeb Bush, and the rest of them. So just think about what you're saying and do it. And Ted Cruz was the last one, you know, facing off against, you know, candidate Trump. And the only reason why he lasted that long is because he didn't come out attacking him verbally. And now DeSantis has already done that. So I fear for his future politically.
Larry, appreciate the call. Let's go to Ron in North Carolina. So, Ron, I understand you're not a big fan of Laura Ingraham. All right, Ron's not there. Let's go to Jim in North Carolina. Hi, Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, listen, I just want to weigh in on this Trump-DeSantis thing. You know, the dream team would be Trump as president for 4 years, let DeSantis come in there and get tutored for 4 years and learn all the players on the international stage. And then he would get 8 more years.
I love it. I love it, Jim. That makes a lot of sense. So then you get a 12-year run.
Bingo.
Which is what Reagan and Bush had back in the day.
Right. Can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I called in last Friday, and we talked about that chick from up in Minnesota.
The lieutenant governor.
I told you that I was a 30-year professional pilot, and told my kids their job was to go, you know, get grades. My job was to feed and clothe and house and all that other stuff. Another thing that I did was I told them when they were kids and even through high school, you bring me straight A's, I give you $100 bill. You don't bring me straight A's, I'll give you $5 for an A, $4 for a B, and $3 for a C. Nothing for anything lower. You know, it might have cost me a couple $1,000s over the years, right? But at the end of the day, my oldest son got a full ride to NC State. My youngest son, and he also got a full ride at the University of Hawaii. And my youngest son went on to go to the Naval Academy, and he graduated in the top 10%.
Is that
what
right?
What I'm saying is that, you know, a couple of grand, whatever it costs me, it doesn't matter. That saved me thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
It sure did. What a great idea. And, of course, it paid off in the long run. Jim, sound like a great way to raise your kids.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I like the way Jim is thinking there. Appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. May I ask a question here about our U.S. military? What is the Pentagon doing? Are they preparing to fight wars? I mean, Joe Biden is stumbling our way into World War III. You've got China and Russia locking lips. You've got Iran out there getting close to having nuclear capabilities. North Korea, those people are slap crazy. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is focused on sex and gender. This story from Fox News. And by the way, a couple of days ago, we had a bunch of these leftists take me to task on transgenderism. Todd, there's no way children are being able to go through those kinds of surgeries. No way. Well, the headline from Fox News, Pentagon doctors claim 7-year-olds can now make decisions to be injected with hormones and puberty suppressants. Health providers at U.S. military bases, some of whom are involved in treating military-connected minors, blasted the idea of waiting before injecting kids diagnosed with gender dysphoria. The DOD, quoting the American Journal of Public Health, that the only pathway for kids of military members who present with gender dysphoria is to immediately move forward with gender-affirming health care, including puberty suppression and affirming hormones. This is what the Pentagon is doing, folks. But it doesn't stop there. This information coming from a pair of Republicans, including our friend, Congressman Jim Banks, and also Congressman Michael Waltz. Both of them are demanding answers from West Point after cadets were forced to role play about pronouns. So the exercise was understanding and respecting the pronouns people prefer. This is bonkers, ladies and gentlemen, but this is what they're focused on. Not winning wars, not showing our brave young men and women how to blow up things and kill the enemy. According to a letter sent to the Pentagon from Congressman Banks, says they obtained a document for training exercises during a Dean's weekend at West Point. The lesson divided people up into different groups where they had to role play different pronouns. They said this is divisive and radical left-wing ideology. It's creeping into the service academies, edging out consensus and reasonable goals. Meanwhile, you've got China and Russia ready to blow stuff up. And meanwhile, West Point's got an Office of Diversity, Inclusion, and Equality Opportunity. And my question is, why are we funding this? Quite frankly, it ought to be the mission of every single Republican on Capitol Hill to defund every diversity, equity, and inclusion office in the nation. Anything funded by our tax dollars, we ought to be shutting down. I mean, this is pretty horrific stuff that these soldiers are being forced to do. It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. By the way, 2 years ago, the cadets had to undergo a training session called Understanding Your Whiteness and White Rage. So this has been going on for a very long time. There's also someone on staff at West Point who has a history of politically charged views, including inflammatory language directed at former President Trump and the Republican Party. A lot of people are wondering why this individual keeps getting invited back on campus at West Point as a guest lecturer. There was also a course in April of 2021 called Critical Race Theory. According to the syllabus, the cadets were being taught the politics of race, gender, and sexuality. This is happening at our military installations. Unbelievable. Dr. Carol Anderson, by the way, is the guest lecturer. So good for Michael Waltz and Jim Banks. Let's hope they get some answers from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Jeez aloo. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. right, welcome back. Let's get to the phones. Ron in North Carolina. Hi, Ron. What say you?
Yes, I was thinking back there about Laura Ingraham, and I don't know why anybody really listens to her, because I recall when Fox was moderating the debate there with Hillary Clinton and President Trump, and he wound up, you know, debating Hillary Clinton and Laura Ingraham at the same time. She was obviously, you know, siding there with Hillary Clinton, very much so.
Laura Ingraham was siding with Hillary?
She surely was.
Wow. When was that?
That was in the one of the later debates there between Trump and Hillary Clinton there. And she was working at Fox News, and Chris Wallace was on the stage with her at the time. They were the two moderators there.
Oh, you mean Megyn Kelly?
You're right.
All right. Yeah, that's Megyn Kelly, who is no longer at Fox. So,
more Ingraham for Megyn Kelly, which is not a good thing to do.
It's okay, Ron. It's all right. Ron, I appreciate you calling there. Megyn Kelly. She was all over the place. No doubt about it. I want to ask you guys a question. Ladies, I have a question for you. Gentlemen, I have a question for you. This is a big story in the Wall Street Journal. It's not exactly a busy news cycle as we're waiting to hear from the DA's office in New York City. But MIT scientists have been conducting a study involving Oreo cookies. And they have actually gone through more than 1,000 Oreo cookies in search of the perfect method to twist apart the Oreo so you get an equal amount of cream filling on both wafers. Now, this is a pressing story. I mean, this is a big story in the Wall Street Journal. Alan Woodward is the writer. More than a century after the Oreo's inception, many connoisseurs have not solved a frustrating problem, how to twist the Oreo so both wafers end up with filling. And if you've ever eaten an Oreo, you know what they're talking about here, because if you pull it apart, only one cookie is getting the cream filling. According to Crystal Owens, a PhD candidate in MIT's Mechanical Engineering Department, quote, "I've always been annoyed that I have to twist them apart and then push cream from one side onto the other. First world problems." Ms. Owens led a group of researchers on a quest to figure out if there was a trick to getting the cream to glom onto both halves. Usually, Ms. Owens studies materials that can be used as ink for 3D printing, squishing them between two counter-rotating metal plates in a device known as a rotometer, to study how the fluids deform and respond to twisting forces. And that's exactly what she started to do back in 2021. After putting more than 1,000 Oreos to the test, the researchers discovered that the fickle filling stuck to just one wafer about 80% of the time. I'm curious to know if this has been your observation as well. More importantly, I'm wondering if they got government funding for this. According to another report, by the way, this is fascinating. According to the study, most women prefer to twist their Oreo cookies apart. Men would rather pull their Oreo cookies apart. Is this true? Are people literally calling and asking their fellow Americans whether or not they twist or pull their Oreo cookies apart? Anyway, it's an interesting story, nevertheless. Personally, big fan of the mega stuff. But what's up with the flavored Oreos now? I was at the Kroger and I saw they were selling something called watermelon flavored Oreos. It was disgusting. Nobody wants to eat that kind of stuff. All right, 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Senator Marsha Blackburn says kids need to be educated, not indoctrinated. Cut number 7.
Hey, this is another of their political moves. They did this a week before the Virginia governor's election, thinking that they would scare people into submission. You know, Liz, fearful people are easier to control. And you see a lot of that. You see a lot of government overreach. You see putting fear in people. You look at the mandates, the lockdowns, what we experienced through COVID. You look at what is happening with inflation. The steps this administration is making are very intentional. And the teachers' unions are very close to the White House. We all know that. And we know how they traveled that path to get this letter from DOJ that would say, okay, let's go after these parents who are showing up to question what their elected representatives on these school boards are doing to their children, what they are teaching to these children. We want children educated, not indoctrinated.
Well said, Senator Blackburn. By the way, I got to go back to this MIT story. So MIT has now submitted their findings to the makers of Oreo, and they're hoping that they make the cream less sticky. No, do not mess with the Oreo cookie. And by the way, if you want to get cream on both of your wafers, I would go for the double stuff, or if you are blessed, the mega stuff. That way you're going to get plenty of Oreo cream. You're going to get a blob on both sides of your wafers. Ah, geez, Alou. You know, I guess it's a big deal. I don't know. But I can tell you this. I remember when I was a kid going to vacation Bible school, we went to the Baptist church. My parents were Baptist. My grandparents were Methodist. Of course, the Methodist church was a lot better off financially than the Baptist church. So we always got the knockoff cookies. We got the Hydrox cookies at the Baptist church. And also the watered-down Kool-Aid. But over at the Methodist church, we actually got Oreo cookies, the real Oreo cookies, and we got real fruit punch. What is that, the tropical fruit punch? Oh, that was good stuff. Almost became a Methodist only because of Vacation Bible School snacks. True story, actually. Whitehaven United Methodist Church. All right, got to take a break here, folks. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Congressman Scott Perry. He's going to drop by, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. We're going to be taking your calls as well. And if you want to weigh in on Oreos, I'll take a call too. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. President Trump just put out a statement. I want to read this to you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Delighted that you have chosen to hang out with us noon to 3 Eastern. Lots of choices out there, and you chose us, and we're very grateful for that. Here's what President Trump had to say. Total disarray in the Manhattan DA's office, tremendous dissension and chaos because they have no case, and many of the honest people in the office know it and want to do the right thing. They think back to the late, great Bob Morgenthau, the best ever, and know what he would have done, justice for all. That's the latest statement from President Trump. We're going to keep you updated. So far, no arrest. Grand jury has not been reconvened. Word is it could be Monday, and even then, it doesn't look like they're going to be making any sort of arrest in the case of Donald J. Trump. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from the state of Utah, Congressman Chris Stewart. Congressman, before we get to the big story of the day, love to hear your take on what they're doing to Donald Trump and this weaponization of the judiciary.
Well, I think it's very obvious, and I think the American people can see that it's obvious. I mean, for heaven's sakes, this is the most investigated man in the history of the universe. For 6 years, going on 7 years now, they have looked at every one of his business dealings, every one of his private practices, everything that he's done in public, and this is all they could come up with. Go back 6 years, something we already knew, something that federal prosecutors had already declined to prosecute, something that his own office had declined to prosecute, something that's already beyond the statute of limitations, and it takes a legal theory. You have to contort yourself into a pretzel to put together, and yet they want to see this image The people who hate the president, the former president, are so determined to see an image of him in handcuffs that they'll do literally anything now to the rule of law in order to do that. And again, I think most American people just know intuitively, they sense this is just not right. It is just not fair application of the law. And I just think we're seeing it again and again now.
And Congressman, I would love to see Alvin Bragg brought before Congress, brought before the House, and I think he should be forced to answer questions about this. And if he refuses a subpoena, well, we all know there is a penalty under law for that. And again, I think that you guys need to start playing hardball with these people.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. You know, I sit on the new Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government and Weaponization Government, and this is exactly what we're seeing, Todd, as we've already discussed. I mean, is there any question in anyone's mind that if this defendant was anyone other than Donald J. Trump, that they would not be pursuing this? And the literally thousands of other defendants in New York that are being, you know, let go, no bail, not prosecuted in any way for actual felonies, violent felonies that actually endanger and harm people. Those are all ignored. But, you know, we're going to go after this. Once again, if there's an example of the weaponization of the power of the government, this is a good example of it. And I agree with you. He needs to come and justify that and to be able to explain to the American people, if he can, well, this isn't political. This is, you know, a unbiased application of the law. If he can make that case, then come and make it. And if you can't make that case, then I think that the American people deserve to know that.
Congressman, I want to move on to this letter that you sent to the Air Force Secretary, Frank Kendall, and I know Jim Jordan as well, Judiciary Committee Chairman. There is something very disturbing happening within the military where it's my understanding that records, personal records, personnel records are actually being provided to Democrat operatives.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, my background, I have to explain a little bit because it's relevant here. I have on my suit, the lapel of my suit, Air Force wings that were my father's. He was a pilot in World War II. I was a pilot in the Air Force for many years. Four of my brothers were in the Air Force and now the third generation. So I love the military. I love the Air Force. But I'm not going to blindly turn an eye to something and just say, well, we're not going to worry about it because it's an institution I love. In fact, I'm going to pursue it more vigorously because it's an institution that I love. And once again, I hate to bring up this topic, but it's the same thing, the weaponization of the federal government, including the weaponization of the military. And for them to release personal and private records, and these are very private records, to what was clearly a political operative, it's just inexcusable. And, you know, it's interesting, none of these records are Democrats. And an incredibly disproportionate number of them are for people who are running for office or even actually sitting members of Congress. Now, perhaps the best explanation is that someone was just incredibly incompetent and they don't know how to do their job. Well, if that's the case, then that person should be identified and they simply should be fired. The worst alternative is that they was done deliberately in order to politicize this information and make them available to opposition research groups for Democratic Party. But whatever it turns out to be, we deserve to know. And so far, the secretary has been not as forthcoming as we'd hoped he'd be. And Todd, if I could make this point really quickly, this morning I had a chance to talk to General Milley in another hearing on defense. And I made the point about, you know, the Army did not meet their recruiting goals. And one of the reasons is, and I would argue the most important reason is we're losing that culture of people being willing to serve. You know, like my family, the reason I want to serve is my dad encouraged me to serve. And I hear from fathers all the time now, I'm not telling my son to go into the military or my daughter to go into the military like I did. And if you politicize the military, I mean, that's a death nail for the all-volunteer service. And we have to stop this. And part of that is getting the secretary to answer questions about what happened in this incident.
You know, we just shared the story in the last hour of what's happening at the Military Academy, West Point, where cadets were forced to role play in a pronoun lesson. And I just don't think moms and dads are interested in having their sons and daughters engaged in this. But even more importantly, when you look at the 2021 lessons regarding white privilege and critical race theory, they don't want a target put on their kids' backs simply because of their skin color.
Yeah, I mean, what nonsense. To think that, you know, the leadership will argue, well, that unites us. No, it does not. that is exactly the opposite. It clearly divides us. What nonsense that we would make our cadets go through such an exercise as that. And do you know who laughs their head off about something like that? Our adversaries do. China certainly does. Russia, Iran, all of our primary adversaries, they watch that kind of stuff and they smile because they know it weakens our military. Anyone with common sense know that that weakens our military. And we should play no part in that at all. Zero should we play in that.
Mm. Congressman, I want to go back to the Politico report where they identified at least two sitting House Republicans, Congressman Don Bacon, Congressman Zach Nunn, Nebraska, Iowa, and their information had been improperly released from the military. Do we know who asked for that information and what happened to the intel they got?
Well, we do know who. Now, members of Congress don't know yet, but the Office of Secretary of Air Force knows. But we do know this, that the people who requested it were directly tied to, again, Democrat opposition groups. And of course it was used in order for political purposes. That's what a Democrat opposition group is. That's why they exist. So there's no innocent explanation for this. And there's no explanation that goes, oh, no, this is a big nothing burger. This information was never used. And I can promise you if there was any derogatory information in any of those files, which there clearly wasn't, they were hoping there was, but there wasn't. But everyone would have known about that because they would have advertised that far and wide, which is, again, why this is so dangerous, this private information given to political opponents. What nonsense.
Just unbelievable. Well, I'm glad you're on top of this. We'd love to stay up to date, up to speed, if you guys get an explanation from the military. And quite frankly, we need guarantees that this kind of stuff is not going to happen in the future.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the only way we do that is if we hold their feet to the fire really, really close right now.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Congressman Chris Stewart. And he's got a point, and it's interesting. The other component of this, as the congressman mentioned, is that the military once again failed to meet their recruitment levels. And I'm wondering what you are hearing. We have such a large military population that listens to this program. And I'm curious, what are the reasons you are hearing? Why are America's young people not signing up for our all-volunteer service? Why is that? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back. Wow, this hearing up on Capitol Hill involving TikTok is insane. So, Kathy McMorris Rodgers was targeted on a TikTok video. So there's literally a TikTok video that threatened violence against the House committee. This would be House Energy and Commerce. And this is insane. So Kat Kamick actually confronted TikTok CEO, Shuzi Chu, with the clip. So they literally played the clip. And she's like, what the heck is going on here? You know, that TikTok claims they take a firm stand against violence and threats. Meanwhile, they're literally posting videos threatening members of the committee, including Congresswoman McRodgers. Video was apparently up for 41 days. And so now TikTok has officially banned the account, but it literally happened during the committee meeting. So people are really upset about TikTok, and a lot of folks are wanting TikTok banned in America. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Should we ban TikTok? Should we ban access? Here, by the way, is Congresswoman McRodgers, 14. Cut 14. Okay.
TikTok collects nearly every data point imaginable, from people's location to what they type and copy, who they talk to, biometric data, and more. Even if they've never been on TikTok, your trackers are embedded in sites across the web. TikTok surveils us all. And the Chinese Communist Party is able to use this as a tool to manipulate America as a whole. We do not trust TikTok will ever embrace American values. Values for freedom, human rights, and innovation. TikTok has repeatedly chosen the path for more control, more surveillance, and more manipulation. Your platform should be banned.
So I'm curious what you think about this. Should we ban TikTok? You know, the Chinese are harvesting every single bit of information about you. Every single bit. And I know most of you are not on TikTok, but your kids are, grandkids are. 844-747-8868. Should we ban TikTok here in America? I know a lot of government agencies are now banning the use of TikTok. But as far as your personal devices, yeah, you know, there you go. But here's my take on it. I'm wondering, though, at the end of the day, is your private personal data more at jeopardy using Facebook and Twitter and Instagram? I mean, where do you draw the line? Yeah, China is an enemy, right? Okay, I get that. But if you're really going down this path of protecting your personal privacy and all that kind of stuff, then you have to talk about Facebook and all the others. Google, for example. So where do you draw the line? Let's go to Mike in Chattanooga. Nuga Radio, our favorite affiliate down there. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, baby, how you doing? Man, you hit my hot spot. You know, China is not our enemy. Russia is not our enemy. These occupiers have tried to convince of that for years. We've never been at war with either one of them. We trade with them. You know, I call them the occupiers, the Republicans and Democrats that don't obey or listen to the Republic or anything in the Constitution. We're under occupation. But I don't normally do this, but I just want to read one quick little sentence, if I can.
Hurry.
This I posted on Twitter today. Only tyrants and tyrannical governments fear free speech. Only tyrants and tyrannical governments fear free speech. It's free speech. It's illegal. They're not allowed to touch it. The platform has 150 million Americans on it. It's the only platform, Todd, that hasn't banned me. Or actually, YouTube, I can't even get on YouTube. Facebook, done with that. I can post just about anything on TikTok, and the algorithm will pick that up and give me similar stuff. Let's give an example. If you put on TikTok, I love Todd Starnes, you're going to get a lot of information regarding loving Todd Starnes, people talking about how great you are, so on and so forth. So the algorithm gives you what you want without the government interfering. And Silicon Valley doesn't like that because they're kicking their rear end as far as advertising. They're destroying them to the tune of billions of dollars in advertising.
But I want to go back here, Mike. I want to go back, though, to this idea that China and Russia are not the enemy. I mean, that puts you in direct conflict with even Donald Trump.
Well, I say that facetiously. You know, obviously, we have economic interests and differences. But the enemy to me is in Washington, D.C. China's not taking my money, redistributing my wealth, and a lot of the perversions are taking place in America. And Russia's not doing that to me either. The United States government is doing that because they are communists. It's a one-party system with a socialist economy. They're the communists I'm worried about.
I'd be curious to know what TikTok is doing with all that information, and are they going to be able to influence elections like you know they've been doing on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram?
But they don't do that. If you don't have a TikTok account, I would download it or put it on your phone as an app and actually use it and go through it. You'll see what the algorithms do. Now, the other, if anybody should be banned, it's Facebook. Twitter, even with our friend at the head of Twitter, still sometimes bans my posts, but not TikTok. And what about free speech? Are we that afraid of the stupidity of the American people that we think they're going to be influenced? And by the way, all these apps, everything you deal with on the internet, whether it's an app or a program, they're gathering your information, but they can only do it as a matter of law. And TikTok is doing it as a matter of law. They want to shut down free speech because the Republicans and Democrats are afraid of what's on TikTok, of the free speech aspect of it.
You think that's it? So it has nothing to do with China harvesting all the personal information, personal documents?
That is nothing more than a red herring, because every other app does
obtain your personal information because you give them permission to do it. And if you don't want it, don't download it.
I was texting somebody the other day. This is just weird, about something fairly innocuous. What was that? It was about a movie. Oh, it was the George Foreman movie. I had been invited to go watch the movie, and I was just texting about whether or not I was going to go to see the George Foreman film. And later in the afternoon, I was on my Facebook feed, and all of a sudden, I have all these ads for George Foreman grills.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing. They don't care about your political positions and what you're doing with the grandma over the weekend. They're gathering your information, it's metadata, in order to sell you. Even when your phone is not on, by the way, they're obtaining your information.
Yeah, well, I do not have the TikTok app on the phone. Mike, we got to run. We're late for a break here. Good hearing from you. But again, I mean, if you're going to go down that path and you're going to ban TikTok, what about all the others? Because they're just as bad. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show. Can we check on that girl, the one who identifies as the hawk? How is she doing? Do we know? Keith Ablo writes in, Todd, at the age of 5, I identified as a pirate. My parents took me to the children's hospital. My eye was removed for the patch. One leg was amputated below the knee for my peg leg. A hand was removed for the hook. My pronouns are P and irate. Arg. Thanks, Dr. Ablo. We needed that. And, of course, if you missed it, there is now a young lady who is self-identifying as a red-tailed hawk. Very unfortunate. And we don't know where she's nesting. She didn't share that information. But this is where we are in America right now. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us Chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Scott Perry. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
I am doing well, Todd, but I'm chuckling a little bit. I mean, does that mean, well, she's red tail, so that's not endangered species, but it is listed as a bird of prey, so it is protected. So I guess that's a good thing.
Somebody actually recommended she could get a job as a university mascot. I can't remember the name of the university, but that's the moniker for the school. It's welcome to crazy America, Congressman. What are you going to do?
Well, you're absolutely right to characterize it that way, Todd. And if you remember Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the new governor of Arkansas, described it as she responded to President Biden's State of the Union address and said, we are now living in a world where you have to choose between normal and crazy. And I would suspect for most people, it's not normal to identify as a red-tailed hawk.
It's true. That's a very fair point. Holy cow. Congressman, so much happening, not just in Washington, but New York City. We are still waiting to hear what the district attorney is going to do. I'm thinking the longer they hold out on this, the better it is for President Trump. But regardless, we've got to really fight back here. This is the line in the sand.
Yeah, look, you know, this is unfortunately just like everything else, you know, as I just said a moment ago, between normal and crazy, they have, and I guess this is one of the shining examples, if you will, turned our judicial system into a circus. And you know, I don't know exactly what's going on in the bowels of that thing. But, you know, it's alleged on TV that that the district attorney is trying to convince the grand jury and his colleagues to bring charges. And to me, Todd, I don't know if this means I'm old school or just not keeping up with the new times or whatever, but shouldn't you be convinced by evidence as opposed to the political machinations and, you know, and desires of the selected official that ran on prosecuting, you know, someone that he disagreed with politically and, you know, maybe he hated him or something like that. That's no reason to impose the federal arm of, you know, of the law on an individual. You know, if you've broken the law, if you committed a crime, we get it. But even the United States attorney said there was nothing to see here and doesn't want to be involved in this because there's no crime here. But they hate the president so much they want to use the full weight of the United States judicial system to punish him so that they can feel good about themselves and, I guess, go out and virtue signal to their base. It's unbelievable.
And of course, they've done this to others, including yourself. The FBI sent to fetch your cell phone. You've had the pro-life families that were raided in the dark of night. You've got moms and dads on the school boards, law-abiding gun owners. It's as if the Democrats are trying to send a message that if you oppose us in any way, we will use the power of the judiciary to come after you and to silence you.
Well, it's not as if they're doing that, Todd. It's exactly what they're doing. Listen, I was in a hearing today that got pretty raucous. People were yelling out and so on and so forth, and some might describe that as disrupting an official proceeding. And I say it that way because you might be familiar with that charge, because there are people in jail serving time right now for the very same thing. Yet when leftists do it in a hearing setting, first of all, we could barely get the Capitol Police to escort them out. Even when they did, the police let them right back in, and no one was charged, as far as I know, for disrupting an official proceeding. So it's the same old story. You know, this two-tiered standard of justice. You have one standard of justice for the elite and those that identify with them politically and philosophically, and then you've got another standard for justice for all the people that they dislike and disagree with. And if you're on the wrong side of that, literally you can go to jail, pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in attorney bills, and have your reputation and your character destroyed for no reason. And if you're on the other side of it, you get to break the laws with impunity and flaunt that in front of the people that you have just that you have just broken the law in front of.
Insane. What committee meeting was this where it got rowdy?
This was a oversight committee regarding the ATF's new ruling on braces on firearm braces, which makes felons out of literally millions of Americans overnight. You know, there were some people that just disagree with that. I know that their families have been harmed, and I get that. But, you know, we have a constitutional government that's based on laws that are based on facts, not how loud you can scream and disrupt things.
There you go. But again, it's one set of rules for the Democrats, another set for everybody else. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania. Congressman, White House really coming after you guys in the Freedom Caucus, now calling you extreme MAGA Republicans, and saying that they're using that phrase, five-alarm fire, to describe budget proposals.
Yeah, first of all, as far as I know, and I'm the chairman of the Freedom Caucus, but the former president had nothing to do with drafting any of these legislative proposals. So let me say that up front. But look, the Democrats in December passed a $1.7 trillion spending bill, breaking the bank further. And then literally 2 weeks later, Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, comes out and says we're out of money if we've maxed out the credit card, and then demands that we increase the limit. We have said, look, we're not here to bankrupt the country. We know that you overextended and overspent. We're willing to work out a payment program, so to speak, but we must have reform so that we don't continue to overspend and exceed our, you know, the credit card limit. That's what President Biden is calling a five-alarm fire. So Todd, literally just give a couple examples. Clawing back money for the COVID pandemic, the Wuhan pandemic, that even the president says has expired, and returning that to the Treasury, so to speak, so that we don't have to pay extended debt ceiling, essentially making a credit card payment. He's saying that that's a five-alarm fire. Taking the payment for 87,000 new IRS agents and just returning that to the Treasury, as opposed to hiring new employees that we can't afford and quite honestly don't need, he calls that a five-alarm fire. You know, rescinding his policy to bail out or forgive, as he says, forgive the student loan program with your money. By the way, he does the forgiving, you do the paying. But saying that we're not going to pay that bill and instead return that to the Treasury is a five-alarm fire. What the five-alarm fire is, Todd, is that he has no plan. His plan is essentially more money. He's asked for $7 trillion in spending when we only take in $4.5 trillion annually. And so somebody has to be an adult in the room. The Freedom Caucus has said, we're willing to do some things, but you've got to make some significant changes because we are not going to allow you to bankrupt our country.
That's it. That's it, Congressman. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. And we really appreciate your great work standing up for freedom. And I know you guys take a lot of arrows, but you got a lot of people out there that have your back.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Todd. God bless you, your audience, and the work that you do.
All right, Congressman Scott Perry, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. I know a lot of you ladies out there, you follow this Bible teacher, author. Her name is Beth Moore. Have you heard about it? She's got tons of followers. Man, does she hate Donald Trump. Really got triggered, came down with a raging case of Trump derangement syndrome back in the day, and now she is completely woke. So now she's a female preacher, and she is attacking all of you white male Christian supremacists. She was giving a speech at Baylor University, and she called out all of you people.
I wanted to know the truth, and I wanted to know how to be a faithful ally in the fight against injustice. I have a close brother in the faith who would swear and declare he is not a racist. He cannot see that his circle of guy friends could be poster people for your everyday white male Christian supremacist. He can't see it for the life of him. Now, we cannot read another human's heart, but the fact is we can hear their words. And the fact is that Jesus says, from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So no, we do get to look and we do get to listen to words. We aren't skinheads, they'd say. And technically, no, they're not. You don't have to be a skinhead to be a white supremacist. I know that's going to be a shock to somebody, but you don't. All we have to do is just believe, perhaps somewhere even down deep within us, that we are better, that white is brighter, and that we're best in charge. I tried to point out, because this is a brother, I know well enough to try to talk to him about it the way that people have talked to me. I said, can you hear yourself when, instead of reaching for the name, which I think you know, you say, that black girl, that black boy, that Mexican kid, the Orientals. They would absolutely tell you that they believed in equality. But they would also convey to you, sometimes in blatant speech, the social strata that considers wealthy, powerful people of color to be threatening and considers most poor people are poor because, by and large, they're lazy.
I know she's a woman, but that chick's full of crap. Beth Moore. So I don't know what church she's going to. I have never heard, in all my days of going to church, I've never heard the kind of language that she just mentioned. Have you heard anybody in your church talking about, oh, look at that Oriental person? Nobody talks like that. Come on. As a matter of fact, I'd be willing to wager that my church that I attend is more ethnically diverse than Beth Moore's church. But I'm not going to get into a church peeing contest here. But clearly, Mrs. Moore is incredibly woke. I wonder if Mr. Moore knows what's going on here. Who wears the pants in that household? Anyway, Beth Moore is part of this radicalized evangelical world, and most of the people now engaged in this world are at places like Christianity Today, other places that used to be very prominent, but now have pretty much been destroyed by these woke people. I mean, Beth Moore used to be followed by millions and millions of women all over America. But now she is woke, and she's complaining about anybody who engages in the political process. So let's just say that you're a church-going Baptist, you're a Southern Baptist, and you get involved in politics. They think, people like Beth Moore think, you have lost your Christianity. She really does think that there's something wrong. There is something wrong with you. This is how Beth Moore thinks. And it's, look, these types of things, and I know people are, I can't believe Todd said that about Mr. Moore. Well, does she order him around the house? Does she think that he's a white supremacist? What is it, a Christian supremacist? It's nuts. So Beth Moore goes out there, and she's a very vile person. I want to explain why. Because these people are real snakes. Because they invoke the Bible, but they're doing it to attack you. So if you voted for Donald Trump, they think you're going to hell. I mean, that's what Beth Moore and her ilk believe. And anybody else who doesn't believe the way she believes. And over the past, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, Beth Moore has literally changed her opinion on major theological issues. And if you don't change your position to reflect her position, you become evil. You become the bad person. You become the white supremacist. But I'm telling you right now, she's saying all this kind of stuff. I don't know who she's hanging out with, but it sounds to me like she is hanging out with racists. That's crazy. What a horrible thing that she has done here. So I don't know how you feel about Beth Moore. Really, I think she's becoming irrelevant. I really do. But it's sad because a lot of people still follow her teachings. And just like a false prophet, she's leading people astray. There you go. They would rather, and this is what gets me, in her mind, you would have been more Christ-like voting for Hillary Clinton in 2016. You would be more like Jesus if you voted for Hillary. That's what people like Beth Moore think. So anyway, I'm curious, any of you ladies out there still follow this woman's teachings? 844-747-8868. I wonder if she makes her husband, like, does her husband have to be, like, subservient? Is that the way that works? 844-747-8868. Very mean-spirited people, very mean-spirited. And people are afraid to call her out because of her power. Yeah, we're not going to let her get away with that nonsense. We just don't play that game here. All right, 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. I do want to remind you about our upcoming trip to Israel, and we want you to be a part of that. It's going to be a wonderful 7-day, 7-night trip to the Holy Land. It is a family-friendly event, or husband, wife, maybe it's this trip of a lifetime. You want to knock this off the bucket list. This is a great opportunity to do that. And all you have to do is go to toddstearns.com, and we have a link to our page. It provides an itinerary. We're updating it, tweaking it a little bit, but you get an idea of flavor of the Holy Land sites that we're going to be visiting. We're also going to be getting a private tour of the Knesset, and we're going to be meeting with Israeli government officials. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we want you to be a part of that. And you can do that by going to toddstearns.com right now. That's toddstearns.com, and click on our trip to Israel. All right, folks, it's been an action-packed day. Tomorrow, indictment watch underway. Mark it down. Trump doesn't get indicted. I don't think he gets indicted. All right, folks, we got to scoot out here. Been a great show today. Again, toddstearns.com. Stay up to speed. In the meantime, we will see you tomorrow. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.